Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show every other hour all weekend long. You're going to hear that song. That is Fortnite, Taylor Swift featuring Post Malone. Austin Post, there he is, listed in the songwriters. Post Malone. That is just one of the gajillion songs that we got from Taylor Swift today. There'll be a video for that today at 5 o'clock. 5
nice.
PM. Yeah. She's releasing that. She's just giving and giving. And by the way, if you're just waking up, you're just joining us, and you're like, oh, I'm looking forward to hearing about this Taylor Swift album, The Tortured Poets Department. It's a double album. It's twice as big as we thought it was going to be. We originally thought it was going to be 16, 17 tracks, and no, it's 2 hours and 2 minutes, and 2-2-2-2-2 is the correct answer. There were all kinds of little clues to that, apparently.
Oh.
All these little Easter eggs she was doing. So it's Tay, 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 all day, day, day.
And
all
so you, big.
It is big.
Huge.
It's huge. And it's been really fun, actually, listening to various. We really did think that Brins and my big plan was we're going to play every song on the record. We'll play a little chunk of every song on the record. And then we wake up today, it's like, oh, there's 31 songs. We're not going to be able to do that.
That's not going to happen.
That
no.
is not going to happen. But you don't, you know, you get the rest of your life to enjoy all these songs. So we're going to play a few for you, and we've got some good ones coming up. Mm-hmm. But I want to remind you that we've got an app, and it's called the Odyssey app. It's a word we made up. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Constantly auto-correcting to Audacity in my phone, but someday my phone will learn. It's Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Just make sure you're spelling it right. Head to the App Store, go to Google Play, wherever you get your apps. It is completely free, and Odyssey has Tay all day. It's a streaming experience that includes custom content from Taylor herself, and we're playing you some songs, and Odyssey, Odyssey, Taylor, Taylor. It all goes hand in hand. Really, it's easy. Right? This all seems pretty easy, doesn't it? Okay,
super
so.
Duper easy.
Before we jump into more actual music, I found a review this morning because, look, people got this last night at, I don't know, midnight their time, whatever, whenever they released it. And then the Swifties began the dissection of this. So it is, this is out of, I think this is out of Page Six. There it is. And it's just a quickie. This is somebody's first impression as they go through the whole thing. But I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a fun read, so I wanted to tell you a couple of the things here. The headline is, Taylor Swift is a heartbroken savant on blistering Joe Alwyn breakup. There's a guy who's having a day.
Wow.
There's a guy who's... Sure. I think it's got to be in the afternoon in England right now. I don't want to do the math on that, God forbid. But... He's definitely heard from all his friends.
Yeah, it's 4:07 p.m. right now.
Oh, yeah.
London.
He is really, he's ready for it to be Friday night and enter oblivion. So here's the headline. Sorry, I interrupted myself. Taylor Swift is a heartbroken savant on blistering Joe Alwyn breakup album, The Tortured Poets Department. Here's a review. So they are saying that there is no mistaking that the Taylor Swift's devastating 11th studio album, The Tortured Poets Department, is about her ex-boyfriend, Joe Alwyn. The struggling actor she paints as a soul-sucking wallflower who for 6 long years tried to dull the same sparkle that made her the biggest star of her generation. Oh, we're off to a good start. Oh. The 2023 breakup brings out a ferocious side of Swift we haven't heard since Dear John, her 2010 takedown of another past lover, John Mayer. Here's some quotes here from one of the songs. "You say I abandoned the ship, but I was going down with it," she snarls on the menacing "So Long, London." A nod to Alwyn's hometown, where they were a very private couple, and that is where they spent their glory days. And their non-glory days, too, because it sounds like she was in prison for a while there. In fact, it's like the name of one of her songs, Fresh Out the Slammer. At times, Taylor roasts him mercilessly. She says,
"You say I abandoned the ship, but I was going down with it. My white-knuckled dying grip."
Very, my white-knuckled dying grip. All right, so here's some more lyrics. She says that Joe Alwyn, quote, "failed to measure up to any measure of a man" on a blistering song called "The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived."
Man.
And the epically titled "My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys" sees him childishly destroying the sandcastle that she's the queen of.
Wow.
I know. This is really, it's nice. Thank you. You know what, the Swifties, I knew they were going to have my back.
By the way, those two songs coming up this break.
Oh, really? Oh, how exciting. Mm-hmm. She also, they say, takes a fond look back at her starry-eyed honeymoon phase with him. She says something along the lines of, oh, here's the line. "I wish I could unrecall how we almost had it all." She also takes a pops a squat on Matt Healy. She had a little, just a mini fling right after she broke up with Joe Alwyn, and so he's a target. It's an, let's see, an 80s influenced track. Oh, this, they say 80s influenced title track. Is this the Tortured Poets?
It must be, right?
Department. She says, she calls him a tattooed golden retriever. And calls him more committed to his dilapidated typewriter than to his summer paramour.
I thought the Tortured Poets Department was a reference to Joe Alwyn.
That's what I thought, because he had something like the tortured...
I think you told us it was like a text thread between Alwyn and his other artist friends.
It was, but it wasn't about poets. It was the Tortured Man Club. Or like
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you're right.
Maybe she's the captain of the Tortured Poets Department. Yeah, but they're saying title track here, so I don't know if that's that would be interesting if he got the title track. One of the lines from this is, "You smoked and then ate 7 bars of chocolate," which is a reference to Matt Healy's song Chocolate with the 1975. We declared that Charlie Puth should be a bigger artist. That's what she rhymed with, chocolate artist, chocolate. Mm-hmm. Let's see if there's couple more things in here. She's mature enough to acknowledge that she, quote, "chose this cyclone with Healy and continued to love Alwyn even when it was, quote, ruining her life" on Fortnite. That's the one we're hearing every other hour all weekend long here on Alice. That's the lead single on that. This is a good line. Swift looks back fondly on her starry-eyed honeymoon phase with Joe Alwyn. Here's a quote from the song. "You should have seen him when he first saw me." But as soon as the relationship takes a left turn, chaos unfolds. "You stalked me." Oh, sorry. You didn't stalk me. "You S-talked me."
Oh.
Spelled different. Very similarly. "You S-talked me under the table. Talking rings and talking cradles. Wish I could unrecall how we almost had it all." There it is. Wow. And it goes on. It's
poetic.
I know. She's so great. And Vinny, of course, we're always looking for what the Swifties have to say. So if you see them, you know, come across with some nugget on the text machine there, let us know. All right.
Then Taylor went kill mode on Kim K and even references her daughter, Northwest. Yikes.
Yikes.
Oh, boy. Taylor doesn't care who she poops on.
And they say here, "Smallest Man" is supposedly about Matt Healy, but
they're saying, well, you know what, though? I suppose, isn't all of this up for interpretation? She's not using anybody's names.
We can listen to that right now and see.
It is. Let's walk us through it, Brittany. What else?
Let's start with that one. "The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived."
All right.
"A message to the smallest man who ever lived. Were you sent by someone? All this
man who ever lived.
Whoa.
Wow. Although she does reference a short period of time and kicking out stage lights. Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose there's also it lights on a run of acting stage, too. Yeah. Hey, well, I guess we could just dissect this all day. Oh, let's gather some Swifties around this album and talk about it. Oh, that should be a really fun thing to do, right? Just like, we're going to do this one song at a time, everybody. Take notes. So fun. Okay, what else did you grab for this hour?
So many
we're doing
things.
This all day, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you wanted to jump over to other things that weren't Taylor, or if you wanted to continue down the Taylor Swift path.
What time is it? Let's do two more Taylor songs, and then we'll move on to the other acts that
all right.
have records out.
Here's The Alchemy.
The Alchemy. That sounds like a Taylor Swift song. Give me something else. Give me another one.
All right. Here's one more. It's called Clara Bow.
Oh, I looked up Clara Bow this morning. So she's like, because the name sounded familiar. She's a pretty famous silent film actress.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Let's, what does she have to say about this particular actress?
Here you go.
Place to break in this one. That's good. I could keep listening, and you know, we've got, like I said, we have the rest of our lives to listen to the Tortured Poets Department. It's the new Taylor Swift record. We are going to play a few more tracks coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, and every other hour all weekend long we're going to be playing the lead single Fortnite here on the Alice. You know who had the balls to put out a record today? Pearl Jam. This is their 12th album. I wonder if there were conversations about it, and they were like, who cares if she's, you know, that's, I'm sure there are people. I like Taylor Swift and I like Pearl Jam. Now I have both their albums.
You know,
all set.
I would say honestly, in this is just my opinion, but at this point, bands don't really release albums to make money. I mean, I think they'd like to.
Sure,
but often the reality is no one's buying records, and so there's no big like, oh my God, we sold a million copies the first week. That's over unless you're Taylor.
Right.
So I'm sure they just went, it doesn't matter. We'll release it and we'll go tour this thing and we'll sell out shows all around the country all summer long. And it's all good.
And the people who stream stuff, who always ask for Pearl Jam, will continue to ask for Pearl Jam. It's
right.
That's, you know, it's going to... And they were their own thing, too. I mean, there was certainly a time when someone would have said, the Pearl Jam record's coming out that day. Well, we're picking another day.
Right.
It's more probably these days the consideration. Because you're right. I mean, people aren't putting it out like, we got to have the greatest sales week. No one even knows really how they calculate the sales anymore.
Most people, if they can sell, we're talking about real bands, too. If they can sell 40,000 hard copies, they're like, it's a miracle.
It is a miracle.
And that's,
we
you know,
it.
Pearl Jam, I'm sure when they released Verses, went almost, I think it was like 900,000 copies the first week.
It was, I remember it being just like humongous. It ran away. It was,
but
it was huge.
But that's not life anymore.
It
Good
really
morning.
Isn't. Hello. Welcome to what life is now. So, Dark Matter, this is Pearl Jam's 12th record, and Bryn, it's, what did you like off of this?
Here's the title track, Dark Matter.
All right.
Oh, that sounded like it died.
I don't like it.
it feels like a mini game.
It didn't really like itself. It seems.
Just jumped up. It's like, what are we doing? Sounds like a Pearl Jam song.
Everybody else pays for someone else's mistakes.
Mm. Oh, that's, wow, that's profound.
Everybody can't be Taylor, Sarah.
No, that's true. She is quite the poet. Okay, what else off of this?
All right, the sixth one's called Got Me Running.
Dark Matter, that's Pearl Jam's 12th album, and that's out today. In case you forgot, Taylor Swift put out a record, too. And this is just sort of a funny one.
Swifties better not go anywhere. We played at least 15 songs from her today.
At least. And there's more. Right. Oh, my God. We can't help it. We can't get through all 31. We're trying to do a show here. Oh. This is funny, I think. UB40. I just think it's funny.
Like UB40.
I know. So do I. The UB40. They have a record out today in recognition of their 45th anniversary. It's called UB45.
Oh, nice.
Get it? Because UB40. It is their 21st album in recognition of their 45th anniversary. UB40's UB45. Here we go.
All right. Here is Home. Ooh, ain't a better place to call our home. Everyone around here looks our way. We have to face like we're something wrong. We're not here to take what's yours. This is what I'm looking for from UB40. I'll tell you that right now. That is good. I like it. Just like kind of a, just a fun ska. Easy, what do you call it?
I don't even.
Easy skanking.
Easy skanking, bro. I don't even see that on Apple. Did you find that on Apple?
I looked on Amazon Unlimited.
Amazon
Music Unlimited. Amazon.
Yeah.
Does that mean it's not on Apple? Let's find out here.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
It has to be. I can look myself if you guys want.
Yeah. I'm
Apple
looking.
Music.
Well, it's weird. I mean, I went through and saw Melvin's record, and I saw Taylor, and I saw Pearl Jam, and I didn't see UB40, so I just...
Oh, it's right here. I popped right up.
Oh.
Did it?
Yeah, it's right here. See? UB45. I see it right there.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. I actually can't find it either, Ben.
Well, I searched for it.
It's not in the new music that they feature. So I guess there.
You know what, though? I typed in UB45, and there it is. That's hilarious. Right. Well, if you're looking for it on Apple Music, it's. I don't know why they aren't putting that front and center, but okay.
I'm not in charge
of them over there. And frankly, we want you to stay here on Alice anyway. Forget that. Forget all that. Just keep it here. We're going to give you all the Taylor you need.
That's right.
And all the UB40, I assume. That was probably all you needed right there. I'm not sure if you... Yeah. Oh, now you've got what you need. Woo!
You know what?
What is the palette?
That's on this album. So I wonder if this isn't also some...
Oh, like a celebration like compilation.
I see Kingston Town. That's another hit by them.
There you go.
So it might be, yikes.
Oh, they fooled us.
They tricked us.
You can't get fooled again.
Maybe that's why Apple went, write a new song, punks.
We're not considering this new music.
Yeah. Okay, well, there you go. A couple of the new things that are out today and more, Taylor. I feel like we got to a lot this break. It's fantastic. I loved that review. Hey, you know, that's a Page Six story. You want me to send that over? We could put that up.
Sure, I can post it up.
Yeah, we'll put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I do want to. I thought it was kind of a fun read. And I actually, one of the things I really like about this whole new Taylor Swift and all this extra stuff that she's done with it, she embraces the Easter egg. Like, I really love that the fans have something to really sink their teeth into. It isn't just an album. It's a Taylor album. Oh, it's amazing. Okay, so that's going to do it. We're going to take a quick break. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Grilled cheese. Who the heck is Tim Horton? Fast facts and more after the...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Just too sweet for me. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Odyssey. One day, one thing that's happening today. And we want to say hi to all our coworkers who are out there volunteering today, doing a beach and park cleanup. They're probably just arriving right now, assembling, and going to, it's a day of hard work. And just, you know, one of the great things about this company, Odyssey. Mm-hmm. What's your one thing? One day, nice. One thing. Listen to Jane today at 5:05. She's got a keyword that's going to get you into the Benson Boone Show. Woo! Benson Boone, May 1st at the Masonic.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Zoo and Gardens.
Nice.
Spring is bursting at the San Francisco Zoo and Gardens. See, vibrant blooms alongside their animal residents while you discover the importance of conservation every day's Earth Day when you connect with nature. Mm-hmm. Visit sfzoo.org for more. More on the SF Zoo in 1 second.
Okay.
Partly cloudy today. A beautiful sunny weekend ahead.
Ooh. I'm excited for that.
Mayor London Breed announces San Francisco Zoo will get giant pandas from China.
Oh my, really?
That's right. The San Francisco Zoo is set to receive a pair of giant pandas. They say that it will be dependent on the enclosure for them being built. So I'm sure that's underway now.
Yeah.
They say in the 80s, the zoo temporarily hosted pandas from China as part of a global tour. When I was a boy, one of the things we went to Washington, D.C. on a trip with my family, parents, brother. And one of the things we did when we went there, it was the pandas. They were a huge draw at the D.C. Zoo.
Oh.
It was part of something. I don't know if this was... I don't know which president had made the deal,
right.
But they were at the D.C. Zoo, and we went and saw them. It's a draw, and it's a really big deal that the San Francisco Zoo will now be hosting very soon the two giant pandas from China.
Are they a mating pair? Is that something that might happen for us?
That is often one of the goals.
Yeah, they're really hard to breed in captivity.
They're really hard to breed, and that has always been... weird that our mayor, London Breed, is the one making the announcement. But
yep.
And now we're, but that is one of the things that we would probably ideally love to see happen, but they do not usually, I don't know what the recipe is to make that happen.
Nobody seems to, Ben.
Right.
I mean, test tube, is that part of the recipe? Could that be something?
I remember that being a really big part of the story was not only do we have the pandas, but if we can get them to breed, we'll have a panda. I don't know if that's
right.
You know, that baby's still ours. Give it back or what? But either way, we're going to be able to visit Chinese pandas.
This is
at the San Francisco Zoo very soon. So congratulations to the zoo. They've been longtime sponsors here.
Huge. Yes, absolutely.
And we're big fans. And
the zoo is a draw anyway, and it's lovely to have something like that. What a great attraction. I mean, people will come from everywhere to see those pandas. It's great.
They say here that planning has already begun.
Great.
And engineers from the Beijing Zoo have traveled to the city to meet the zoo engineers, and they're already working on the enclosure, and as soon as it's ready, we'll have pandas at the San Francisco Zoo.
Amazing.
Yay!
That is great. Wonderful. Lovely. I love it.
Americans eat enough grilled cheeses each year to fill 900 Olympic swimming pools.
I'm definitely contributing to that.
I like a good grilled cheese myself.
Oh, so good.
I'm a big fan. There's nothing... I'm sure there are people out there who would say there's nothing offensive about meat. For me, there is. And there's googlies and there's weird. What is that? Is that color right? There's all kinds of stuff that I shouldn't look, but I do. And then I find myself going, I'm not eating that.
Yeah.
Grilled cheese, I've never once said, unless it's like not melty enough and then you could put it back on the grill for a second. But
sure.
In general, nothing has ever made me go, whoa, when it comes to grilled cheese.
I'm with you.
I feel very safe.
It's a delicious. I feel guilty the whole time I'm eating it. It's like, you know, afterwards I'm like, why did I eat that? But it's
why do you feel that's the whole point I just made? Is there's guilt with the meat, and then there's the
I have no guilt. Guilt with meat at all. None at all.
Oh.
But with the grilled cheese, I feel like wow, I used half that stick of butter and half that package of
you
cheese,
and, your butter,
and I
right.
did it on white bread, and it's just like there was nothing nutritious about that meal at all. Period. Delicious.
Right.
At all?
Well, grilled cheese continues to be an American staple by the sounds of it, so...
Yum. 900 Olympic pools worth. That sounds very American to me.
That's a
Actually,
lot.
Actually, it doesn't sound like that many pools when you come right down to it. So there are 300 million of us.
I've never heard of Tim Hortons. Have you?
You know, I feel like something has happened at a Tim Hortons before. It's a restaurant chain, isn't it?
They say it's a coffee place.
Oh, okay.
The coffee chain Tim Hortons.
Do we have that here?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It sounds like it's in Canada.
Oh, sorry about it. About it.
And maybe it's somewhere, you know, Midwest or East Coast. Maybe. I don't know. I've never heard of it. Tim Hortons, though, finds himself in big trouble.
Uh-oh. What'd they do?
Let's see here. A guy in Canada named Darren Stewart Jones got an email from Tim Hortons on Wednesday telling him he'd won a $40,000 fishing boat.
Oh,
it was a grand prize in a contest they've been running called Roll Up to Win. As you imagine... Darren Stewart Jones was pretty excited about it. I got a fishing boat, 40K.
Jeez, that's a great prize.
Until an hour later, one of his friends called and said, I want a boat. And his friend is so excited. And then, hold on. Darren Stewart Jones went, I did too. We both won boats? What?
What are the chances of that?
Turns out.
Yeah.
You get a boat! You get a boat! You get a boat!
Everybody
gets a boat!
Come on, Adele.
There was a huge mistake made. Tim Hortons apparently told everyone they won the boat.
Uh-oh.
So thousands, this, you know, the famous story about Oprah is it was just the studio audience. So you have a crowd of what, 300?
Sure.
150?
Right.
Somewhere in there?
Parking lot full of cars outside. Everybody gets a car.
In this mistake... Wasn't that famously a mistake? Like, she wasn't supposed to give them to everyone, but then just went with it?
No, she gave them to everyone, but the mistake was that she didn't tell everybody they had to pay taxes on them.
Mm. Everyone was
like,
I remember there being some kind of...
Because it wasn't even just sales tax, right? It was because it was a prize, they owed half the value of the car. Like, I can't accept this.
They sent an email telling all these people that they'd won a boat. Then they sent a follow-up email telling people, please disregard the boat thing.
Oh, sorry. We sent the wrong email, eh?
They say here that the Canadians aren't having it. We finally found the button.
Everybody wants a boat.
For angry Canadian.
I've always wanted to have a boot. What about a boot?
There's going to be a class action lawsuit against Tim Hortons.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, you owe us all a boat.
Yeah, do they though? Or is it just a snafu? I mean,
nearly 2,000 people have joined the Tim Hortons You Won a Boat group on Facebook. And they're all demanding a boat. Every one of them.
Goodbye forever, Tim Hortons.
I think you're right.
Coffee, eh? But I wanted my boat, so we put them out of
business. I was thrilled. I could not believe what I was reading. I expressed to her that I was, you know, shocked and saddened.
It's frustrating that they can tell you you won something and then just say all of a sudden you didn't win it. Like, that's the frustrating part, and it just doesn't make sense how they can do that.
They do owe people what they won, and an email just isn't going to cut it.
Huh.
Crunch.
Wow.
Good luck, Tim Hortons. We barely knew you.
We didn't know you at all, and we won't miss you, but we understand that you have effed up big time.
We'll see.
Reminding us all not to hit reply all.
Oh, boy. You're
not wrong. Be careful
about
that. No, I am not wrong.
How about a fast fact?
I would love one.
Fast. Two-thirds facts. Two-thirds of the world's polar bears live in
zoos.
Canada.
Zoos.
Well, Canada's
huge.
Speaking
of Canada.
Yeah,
it is, isn't it? I've never been up there. I have no idea.
Really wouldn't go too far up. I think they say 20 million people live in all of Canada, and it's the second biggest land space-wise. I think it's like Russia and then Canada.
Oh.
It's humongous, and there's so few people up there, and it's just... It's all right there on the American border.
China's got to be competing with them, doesn't it?
Say that again?
China? Isn't that also a huge...
China's very big, yeah. Yep. But Canada's enormous. It's just humongous. I don't know.
You like it, right? You've had some good visits?
I've only been to East Coast Canada stuff, but I hear that the Vancouver-y, West Coast-y stuff is just freaking gorgeous.
I've heard that too.
Yeah.
Cher.
Yes.
Was one of the background singers for the Righteous Brothers on You've Lost That Love and Feeling.
Really?
Really.
That's fascinating. I've never
Long
heard
Johns.
That. Okay, I'd wear them.
Long Johns are named after a boxer in Boston in the 1870s named John Sullivan.
Oh. A lot of Sullies in the Boston area.
He used to wear them in the ring when he fought. Long Johns come
just
from...
chilly? He had like the Jimmy legs? What happened?
Boston boxer, John Sullivan, everybody.
Oh, goodness.
That's fun, right?
Very fun, yeah. I wonder who he got to make the Long Johns for him. Like, I want underwear, but I want them to go all the way down to my ankles. Can you make those for me?
I don't know, but now if you watch a b-ball game, a lot of the people playing ball are wearing tights
all the way down
their legs. You'd think... That's like one of the cool things about basketball is you get to wear the least amount of uniform.
Yeah. Maybe
in my opinion, like you're, that's freedom of movement. And,
yeah.
You know, you got a tank top and a pair of shorts and some of your high tops and you're good to go. A lot of guys are wearing those though now.
What if like compression. An underwear up your butt thing, you know, like if it's, you got the underwear on, it would just ride up and then now you're having to jostle with that and they just like, they're like, let's put some tights on and just be, you know, it'll be fun. And you said compression too, right? Like, does that
I
help?
Think
like
some
a
of
circulation
that is for compression. But yeah, I mean, Bryn just mentioned he started wearing compression socks for his gout feet.
My ankles, yeah.
Yeah.
And it
keep
helps,
it all
right?
Straight.
Yeah, yeah.
Christina wears it when she runs.
Plantar fasciitis.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have?
That plantar fasciitis.
You have
thing.
That too?
Well, a lot
what
of people do.
What is going wrong
it's,
with
it's
your foot?
It's basically any most people who don't have the enough arch on their foot, kind of like flattish feet, you're kind of prone to that. So I don't really have that, but my doctor recommends that I put those some more arch support and all these compression socks. And, you know, that's what your podiatrist will always recommend, I think.
Huh.
That's what I would bet.
Well, that was it.
Women are sleeping less and are more stressed out than ever. That's from a Gallup poll.
Oh. Women are sleeping less and more stressed out than ever before.
That a majority of American adults, 57%, say they aren't getting enough sleep at night. Just 42% say that they are getting the sleep they need.
Oh.
I swear, Sarah, you're one of the few people I know who somehow, even you'll even say, I don't sleep like I used to, but still get a full 8 hours every night.
Yeah, give myself the opportunity to get 8 hours, Vinny. Do I still get that? Not like I used to. I used to be able to just sleep. I could sleep and sleep and sleep, and I would wake up and go, no, I don't have to get up. I'm going to keep on sleeping. Now I'm like, I got to get up. I just get up.
Wow.
I get up before my alarm every day now.
And how long have I been saying I do that?
Your like whole life.
The whole time we've known each other, I'm always up before the alarm. Yeah. It's just
like
the way.
I have to be up by 3:30, and I'm up by 3 a lot of days. It's just I'm up, and I've been
yuck.
Up. I've been laying in bed since 2 o'clock in the morning. In fact, I was talking to John. I'm like, you know what? Because I've been going to bed at 6:30. I'm like, I should just go to bed at 7:30. It might actually help me to get to stay asleep a little longer and closer to my alarm.
Right, to the alarm. That's what I'm trying to do is stay up a little longer because it's not working out. Laying there in bed is dumb.
Yep.
Women are getting less sleep than men from this Gallup poll. And they say here, the poll found that 36% of women and 48% of men said they were getting the sleep they needed. So more men than women are getting what they need. I do know that not only would a working mom end up doing 10 times what a man would do in the house, and that's just because everyone needs mom.
Yeah,
even
mom
the
is
dad
pretty important.
Needs mom.
Yeah.
So, and
some
then
dads are really running the show, though. There's no question that, you know, at our house, John was definitely, John's the go-to guy. If it needs to get done, John's probably got it on his list somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
The list I made him, you know.
John,
I get something else for your list.
Anyway, based on the story I'm reading right in front of me, women are getting less sleep and are more stressed out than ever. I don't know how to clear your calendar for you. You know, one of the things that I've watched Christina do it. I've even seen you do it. And you say, right, you just said it. John does most of the stuff.
Mm.
But like, for example, you're having a barbecue tonight.
I am.
And you're having people over, which means you're going to tidy up the house and you're going to get things ready.
I am.
I don't do that. I don't think. You know what I should do? Christina does the same thing. She has people over and then she needs to clean the whole house. And on top of that, she sets up decorations and a selfie, you know, a spot where people can take selfies to commemorate the event. Like she does all the stuff. And I think on top of dealt with her daily work and whatever the kids needed and... I'm
isn't
usually
that what they say, though?
If you somewhere,
want
but
if you want something done, get someone busy to do it. And sometimes busy people, they're thinking that way. You know what? They're like, yeah, I can handle that. Please give me. You see what I handle all the time? I'm going to do it. I'm going to call right now. I'm going to Party Central.
I never heard that saying. Did you just coin another beauty?
No.
I think she did.
That's, everybody says that.
No one has ever said anywhere near, maybe because I'm not busy, I don't know. But no, I've never heard this, if you want something done, get someone busy to do it.
Yeah, someone busy can handle it. Other people, they're like, I can't handle it.
Son of a biscuit. She farts these things, everyone.
God, I know all the adages. I cannot take credit for these.
It is on your list.
Great, boy. How do I do it?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Surprise, men are getting what they need. Working full time and still have to do everything and someone too. Yeah, I mean, I just said that. 707, come on. You're the best. We need you desperately. All of us, everyone in the house. And another thing. Bryn, your calves are tight. Foam roll. Decompress the fascia. Okay. Bryn, there's a text on our machine that you may want to read about your
whatever. I'll read that.
Whatever
my foam roll. Oh, sure. Okay. I foam roll sometimes. I should do it more often, I think. My doctor never told me to do that. Shame on you, doctor.
Doc. But he was willing to give you cortisone shots, and that's important.
Right.
Hey, I looked up the biggest countries and stuff. You guys, don't look it up, because it's going to be a game.
I looked it up already.
Oh, no!
Well, it's the top three that you named.
Okay,
right?
All right. So no, don't say another word about it.
Okay.
I've already got the workings of a game, and I'll play it. If you've only seen three of them, I'll still play it. It's funny. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe it. There's so many ones that are just like, that one is huge. That one is much taller than I thought.
Oh.
Yeah.
That hurts.
How big is that country? That's the name of that game.
90% of Canadians live within 10 miles of the USA border.
Oh my God, hilarious. Are you serious? Within 10 miles? Well, 90% of them?
Hold on, a texter wrote that. I'm not serious.
True.
I'm
that
just
is
reading
true.
Stuff. Someone at Tim Hortons definitely got fired the day that email got sent out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I do that? Yes, you did, and you're fired. Pack your stuff.
Don't come back.
Tim Hortons is like a Dunkin' Donuts of Canada. Coffee, donut holes, donuts, sandwiches. Okay.
Oh. I don't know why I feel like I've heard of that, but okay. Tim Hortons.
The president was Nixon. You know what? I wanted to say it was Nixon. He had just renewed relations with China. All pandas belong to China. The adults and any offspring will eventually go back to China. I thought that was right, too. But anyway, yeah, these deals end up getting made, and they're considered diplomatic, you know, trades. Like, I don't know what we have to give them. Probably something, though.
Yeah, it feels like nothing's free anymore.
So are we borrowing these pandas?
Yeah.
Is that what they mean?
Oh, so they're not going to live here forever?
No. Nope. Oh. No.
We got to build them a whole. That's weird.
They'll be
more
here a while, and they'll be a very big draw. But these are China's pandas that we are getting. That's the way it worked in D.C. as well.
I see.
I don't
so you
know
have them for a certain amount of time, and then they're returned.
Right. I don't know that they're still there. They were there a long time, and I remember the news stories of them trying to breed.
Yeah.
And that's why it's funny that you knew about that, because in my family it was a thing to go see that we went and did that.
Right.
So we share that as a, you know, the Hassan adventure in D.C.
I see.
The Smithsonian, you know, all the stuff.
Fun. So a lot of that stuff is free, too. You just walk around the mall and there it all is. America, paid for by your taxes.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, hold on. I'm looking into countries and how big they are. Who's up for more Tay-Tay? Plus, just when you thought the eclipse was over.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.